Welcome to today's episode. We're diving into the exciting world of prop tech with Egypt's Nawi, which just secured a whopping $52 million in Series A funding. Let's explore what this means for the MENA region and the real estate tech landscape.
Nawi, founded in 2019, is transforming the fragmented real estate market in Egypt by integrating property listings with brokerage services. This recent $52 million funding round led by Partech Africa highlights the growing investor confidence in prop tech solutions across Africa and the MENA region.
So, what makes Nawi stand out in the prop tech industry, and how might this funding impact their future operations?
Nawi's approach focuses on transparency and efficiency, addressing long-standing market inefficiencies. With this funding, including $23 million in debt financing from top Egyptian banks, Nawi aims to expand its services and solidify its position as a leader in African prop tech.
This could be a game changer for real estate in the region. Speaking of emerging markets, let's shift our focus to Greece's burgeoning tech ecosystem. It's a revival you might not be watching, but definitely should.
Greece is quietly building a resilient tech economy with policy shifts and increasing investor interest. Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis emphasizes the country's transformation from economic crisis to a hub of innovation, making it a compelling opportunity for tech investors.
What specific strategies are driving this tech renaissance in Greece?
The Greek government has implemented policies to support startups, fostering an environment ripe for innovation. This includes tax incentives and a focus on tech education, positioning Greece as a potential leader in the European tech scene.
Definitely a space to watch. Now let's talk about Bill Gates, who's making headlines with his decision to close the Gates Foundation by 2045. What's behind this move?
Gates is redefining philanthropy by advocating for smart resistance against societal challenges. His decision to close the foundation earlier than expected suggests a shift towards more strategic and impactful giving, emphasizing efficiency and innovation in addressing global issues.
It's fascinating how Gates continues to influence global philanthropy. Moving on, let's discuss TechCrunch All-Stage 2025, where Jason Krauss will share insights on turning chaos into momentum for VCs.
At TechCrunch All-Stage 2025, Jason Krauss will guide VCs on leveraging market chaos to drive investment momentum. His expertise in startup ecosystem building offers valuable strategies for navigating unpredictable market conditions.
This sounds like a must-attend for anyone in venture capital. Continuing with TechCrunch All-Stage, Ellen Chisa from Bold Start Ventures will discuss early-stage enterprise bets. What's her focus?
Ellen Chisa will highlight emerging trends in enterprise investments, emphasizing the importance of supporting startups from day one. Her insights will provide a roadmap for investors looking to capitalize on early-stage opportunities in the enterprise sector.
Great insights for budding entrepreneurs. Now, let's switch gears to the legal arena with the WhatsApp versus NSO Group lawsuit. What are the key takeaways?
WhatsApp's victory against NSO Group, with a $167 million damages award, underscores the ongoing battle over spyware and privacy. The case revealed NSO's misuse of Pegasus spyware and highlighted vulnerabilities in digital communication platforms.
This sets a significant precedent for privacy rights. Speaking of tech innovations, have you tried biking with Ray-Ban Meta glasses? Let's explore this gadget.
Ray-Ban Meta glasses integrate smart technology with outdoor activities, enhancing the biking experience by combining sunglasses, headphones, and photography into one device. Their popularity is growing, with sales tripling over the past year.
Sounds like a cyclist's dream. Now let's talk about Google's $1.4 billion settlement with Texas over privacy lawsuits. What's the story here?
Google agreed to a $1.375 billion settlement with Texas over allegations of unauthorized tracking of users' data. This marks a significant moment in the fight for data privacy and corporate accountability, setting a precedent for future tech industry regulations.
A huge win for privacy advocates. And speaking of big moves, Instacart CEO is heading to OpenAI. What does this mean for both companies?
Fidji Simo's transition to OpenAI as CEO for applications reflects the growing trend of tech leaders moving within the AI sector. Her role will focus on scaling traditional company functions, signaling OpenAI's strategic expansion.
Exciting times for OpenAI. Now let's discuss the FTC's delay on the click-to-cancel rule. What's the impact of this decision?
The FTC's delay in enforcing the click-to-cancel rule, aimed at simplifying subscription cancellations, raises questions about consumer rights and regulatory practices. The rule seeks to ensure ease of cancellation matching the sign-up process.
A critical issue for consumers. Moving on, Elizabeth Holmes' partner is reportedly raising funds for a new blood testing startup. What's the latest?
Billy Evans is reportedly fundraising for Hemanthus, a startup focusing on health optimization through blood testing. Despite echoes of Theranos, the venture aims to start with pet health before expanding to human applications.
A bold move given the past controversies. Let's now look at the U.S. semiconductor market in 2025. What's been happening?
The U.S. semiconductor market is experiencing significant shifts with Intel's new leadership and proposed AI chip export rules. These developments highlight the sector's critical role in the global AI race.
Semiconductors remain pivotal in tech innovation. Speaking of AI, OpenAI's enterprise adoption is accelerating. How is this affecting the competition?
OpenAI is rapidly gaining enterprise traction, with 32.4% of U.S. businesses subscribing to its AI products. This growth outpaces competitors like Anthropic and Google AI, indicating OpenAI's dominance in the AI market.
A fascinating trend in AI adoption. Now on to SoundCloud's stance on AI training. What's their position?
SoundCloud has clarified that it hasn't used user content for AI training, but allows users to opt out if it decides to do so in the future. This transparency aims to protect artists' rights amid evolving AI practices.
Important for creators' rights. Finally, let's discuss Pope Leo XIV's unique take on AI. What's his perspective?
Pope Leo XIV has named AI as a key influence for his papal name, drawing parallels to the Industrial Revolution's challenges. His focus on AI highlights the Church's engagement with modern technological issues.
A thoughtful reflection on AI's societal impact. That's it for today. Thanks for tuning in as we explored these dynamic tech stories. Stay curious and see you next time.